Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Core Values Assessment Test. We are in the 18th one. This is all going to get advanced. So get your coffees, teas ready, and let's get started. Core values. What do I mean by core values here in this context? Core values means, as a human being, whatever you're working towards. Now, this test is for a seriously mature individual, man or a woman, who wants to understand what they are truly working for in this world, truly aiming for, truly wanting to derive a sense of self, and from what point they are working for. Okay, whatever it is that you're doing from birth to death, this is what you're working for deep inside yourself. It's like uncovering the deepest layer of unconscious, subconscious, whatever you might call it. Okay. Now, this is evaluated on 5 counts, as you can see: status, responsibility, action, cause, and creation. These are the fundamental, grassroots, foundational level of a human being. You're working for status, you're working for a responsibility, an action, cause, or creation. But yet again, there are 2 dimensions to this. There is the external world, which is EXT. And there is the internal world, internal status, internal responsibility, internal action, internal cause and creation. And we shall see this description in a minute. I just want to describe the basic structure of these things here. These words that you see here on the leftmost side of your Excel worksheet describe the words, just the words. What does, for example, abundance mean to you? What does acceptance mean to you? How much does accountability mean to you? How much does achievement mean? And so on and so forth. Each one of these is an adverb or an adjective. Okay. So abundance, acceptance, accountability, achievement, adventure, advocacy, ambition, appreciation, art, authority, autonomy, balance, belonging. It goes on up till 100 words, which broadly describe all the key things that a human being works for in this world. Now, how you work this sheet is, and that's where you've got to be cautious. Instructions for use is here. Download links are in the description box for you. You have to feel into the words. Each one of these words means something to you. Okay? That's the score you give yourself in this answer column. Between 1 and 10. 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. Okay? Now, here's the key to understanding this particular core values and how to get to the root of how we are functioning. Give yourself a 0 generously, not highest points. Highest points do not make a highest score here, okay, necessarily. Then you'll be confused. What are my values? We have to get from confusion to clarity. That's the whole game here, yes? So, give yourself 0 generously if these are values you do not consider yourself to be. Try and avoid scaling every value evenly. Don't go on giving yourself 10 to everything. Nothing means all the stuff for you. You're not here for everything. Some things mean less and some things mean more. It's just as simple as that. For every word here, it is not the same value for each individual. Don't do this to please your partner or please a boss or please any individual. Just take this alone by yourself. It is just you meant for yourself, like a private diary. Okay, what are you doing this for? Give yourself 10 only where it matters a lot to you. it charges up your emotion. Check your emotional body, so to speak. And that will give you a broadest clue of what your core values are. Now, coming to the core values, what does it mean by core values? Okay, let's just examine each one of these, what advantages it gives you. First of all, the external dimensions. Number one, external status will give you how important your social standing is. This helps individuals understand how they are perceived in the social and professional circles, which can aid in improving social influence and leadership abilities. Reputation management provides insights into maintaining and enhancing personal and professional reputation. External responsibility. Number two, accountability. It encourages individuals to take ownership of their actions and decisions in their external environment, thus fostering trust and reliability. Clarity of your role. What are you here for? Role is tied to responsibility, yes? So this helps in defining roles and responsibilities clearly, leading to better team dynamics and efficiency. Number three, external cause. Purpose and motivation helps individuals align their actions with a higher cause or purpose, enhancing motivation and fulfillment. Goal orientation assists in setting and achieving meaningful goals that resonate with one's external environment and societal expectations. Number four, external action. Behavioral impact provides a framework for understanding how actions affect others, the environment, promoting positive, effective behavior. Decision making enhances the ability to make decisions that consider the external consequences and benefits, leading to more strategic outcomes. Number five, external creation. Innovation encourages creativity and innovation by understanding the impact of creating new ideas and solutions in the external world. Contribution helps individuals recognize their contributions to society and the world, fostering a sense of accomplishment and legacy. Now let's talk about the internal dimensions. Number one, internal status. Self-worth enhances self-esteem and confidence by understanding one's intrinsic value separate from external validation. How important is that? Inner peace promotes a sense of inner peace and contentment by valuing internal achievements and personal growth. Number two, internal responsibility. Self-discipline fosters self-discipline and personal accountability, leading to better self-management and resilience. Emotional intelligence improves emotional intelligence by recognizing and managing one's internal responsibilities and reactions. Number three, internal cause. Personal purpose helps in identifying and pursuing personal values and purposes that resonate on a deeper level, leading to greater life satisfaction. Intrinsic motivation. What motivates you from within? Encourages intrinsic motivation by aligning actions with personal beliefs and values. After all, core values is what you want to get at. Number four, internal action, self-improvement. Focuses on actions that lead to personal growth and development, enhancing overall well-being. Mindfulness promotes mindfulness and intentional living. There's the core word for you. By being aware of internal impact of one's actions. How are your actions affecting you? Number five, last one, internal creation, personal fulfillment, encourages creative self-expression and pursuit of personal projects and hobbies that bring joy and fulfillment. Identity formation aids in the development of strong and authentic personal identity by understanding one's creative potential and interests. Now, how does this help in your core values formation? Number one, alignment. Aligning personal and external actions with deeper values and beliefs leads to a cohesive and authentic life path. Number two, integrity. Promoting integrity by ensuring that internal beliefs and external actions are consistent. They are not in clash or contradiction to one another. See? Third, balance. Achieving a balance between external achievements and internal fulfillment, leading to a well-rounded and satisfying life. That's what we are in and trying to accomplish. Satisfying life. Number four, self-awareness. Enhancing self-awareness by providing a comprehensive understanding of both internal and external influences on the personality. Purposeful living. Last one, encouraging purposeful living by integrating personal values with societal contributions, creating meaningful and impactful life, right? That's the advantage of all of these things. And these scores are total based on all the scores which you have given yourself from 1 to 100. There's a lot of words, as you can see. Okay. And this covers the broad range of human emotions. Okay. It's an emotional body evaluation, after all, because core values you are doing for an emotional gain of some kind, and you want to narrow down that. Now let's go through this pie chart. For example, in this test case, and what does external status responsibility in essence mean? External status means that which the self gets from the outside world. Okay. External responsibility, that which the self holds responsible to in the external world. External action means that which the self takes action in the world. External world, external cause, that which is caused by the external world to drive the self. External creation, that which is created by the self in the external world. Okay. Briefly, let's do the astrological parts there so that we get a sort of a grounding here. In the external world, external creation would be more Venus driven, astrologically speaking. Venus is everything about creation. External status is the sun. Sun is the one which desires fame, name, recognition, status. External responsibility astrologically would be Saturn. Because Saturn desires to be responsible and carry out something to the external world. Saturn has nothing to do with your internal status. It is external responsibility. External action is Mars driven. It has everything to do with going out and taking action in some form or format. External cause will be Rahu or the north node of the moon. Because that's what drives you. I have come here for a particular cause, if cause is very dominant. In this test case subject, the maximum energy that the person is carrying is action, external action. Now, you also got to see the internal part, so let's scroll in down there. You find the pie chart of the internal of this test case. So first of all, what is internal status? That which the self gets from within. Internal responsibility, that which the self holds responsible to itself. Internal action, that by the virtue of which the self takes action in the outside world, caused from within. Something stirs you up from inside and you want to take an action, that is internal action. Something is stirring up inside you, yes, that is internal action. Internal cause, that which is the internal cause which drives self in the external world. Something from you going out to the external world. Internal creation, that which is created within as a value. Go through this very carefully, this worksheet, folks. You got to really go through this time and time again, evaluate it time and time again, because it's so deep and it's so crucial that you get this right. Take it number of times if you want. Astrologically speaking, how does this play out? Internal creation is also Venus like external creation. All creation is Venus like. So right off the bat, you might say, well, I will always get total of Venus as highest points. Don't worry about that for now. That's not the object of this test. But you are evaluating on a Venus level external and internal creations. I have created something in the external world. Does it hold a beautiful value for me inside as well? That's internal creation. Internal status is always emotional body. What do you carry in your emotional body as your status? Your status externally might be the sun, but internally it's the moon. You see the duality there. Internal responsibility, where you feel responsible or have carried out your responsibilities, Jupiter. Jupiter feels responsible internally. It's your dharma, so to speak. What is spoken of widely in Vedic astrology. Internal action is Mercury, your intellect. Whatever is playing out in your mind, in your subconscious, in your conscious mind, what you're thinking about, intellect, thoughts, Mercury, that's your internal action. Internal cause is Ketu, as opposed to Rahu above, which was in external cause. This is how the duality of planets plays up in our charts. Now, let's compare the two pie charts to end with. This person has the highest action. This is the way you evaluate it, okay? Highest action, 28%. So they are taking the highest chunk of external action and internal cause being the driver. So Ketu and Mars is very strong here in this chart. They are using external action to fulfill their sense of inner cause, this particular subject. This lady, actually. I took this with a lady. She was shocked and surprised that she lives for a cause, and she does. She participates in all these non-governmental organizations, etc., and so on and so forth. She is working actually for a cause, and she didn't know that. She's close to 55, 56. Now she comes to know of all of this. She says, this is phenomenal. I urge you to take this worksheet, but this is generally for somewhere between 25 and 40 years old kind of people. They need to go through certain life experiences in order to make any meanings or score these kind of singular words. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Take this, download links in the description box. If you come across something, leave your comment. In the meantime, take care and be safe.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.